Greetings, shirkers of the daylight. This is Admiral Aaron Fawcett of the Darkness Brigade welcoming you to another trip into the inner deeps of lies, conspiracies, regular piracies, and plots hatched by wizards. We got a... Well, let's be honest, it's not a great show ahead of us. I got a touch of the flu, and your boy's not doing so hot tonight. On that note, let's not stop never going to the phones. Witch's Bra from Wichita, you're on the Aaron. Air.
Aaron, I'm calling from a powder blue dome 28 miles below the surface of the ocean. Oh, the fish I see down here, Aaron. Oh, good God, the fish. Do you even...
I really don't, caller, having never seen a fish and being pretty sure that they're a lie put in place by industrial-strength fat cats to key the tuna industry both thriving and full of deadly mercury. Sailor Mercury.
I'm calling about an encounter I encountered with a deadly six-armed octopus. Two of its arms were legs, and two of those legs were pegged. It stole my aqua car and vanished from the floor crack.
I've heard rumors of dangerous pyroctopuses beneath our ocean's waves, but never gave them any credence. Because, as I said before, I don't believe in fish. Still, it was good to hear a familiar voice. Keep your face wet, Wichita.
I ate a horse.
Line 6, give me that sweet, sweet ear music.
Aaron, this is Jeremiah Horrocks.
Oh man, I don't need your life story.
I woke up this morning with cup marks all over my body. I'm worried it was the Superbad.
Jeremiah, we all know that the Superbad is too busy protecting the moon from so-called rocket ships. And I don't care how many times Buzz Aldrin punches me in the nose, it is impossible to land something on the moon with that invisible Superbad in the way.
Well, how do you know it's in the way if it's invisible?
Jeremiah, you're bordering on dog barrel ridiculous. It casts a shadow.
But I thought it was invisible.
And I thought I didn't want your life story. What's with the internal monologue? I shouldn't know what you're thinking. I don't what anyone's thinking except for that dreamy Jamie McTavish.
Are you a mom?
Next up, it's... I can't read this text. Is this some kind of backwards moon speak?
Aaron, this is Nostradamus.
I thought you died in the fifth quatrain.
Oh, I do. Listen, I predicted the invention of your show, and I talked to my friend Leonardo da Vinci about inventing me a telephone to call you from here in 1520.
I had a...
Are you talking about some kind of time telephone?
I knew you would say that.
Well, you seem to have all the answers, Mr. Hunchback of... you? What do you need me for?
I just wanted to confirm my prediction that one day a device will be created. A device like a giant metal beast that allows you to store your food within its very belly. And inside this artificial metal beast belly, the food is kept chilled to preserve it, utilizing principles of which we have no concept in my time. And then, assuming this prediction is accurate, further assuming that these devices are in common use, and even further assuming that you yourself have one, my question to you, Aaron, is yours running?
Oh, what a stupid guy.
Possibly the second or third most elaborate prank call I've ever received from the past. Line 2, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Aaron, this is Aaron.
Nope. Moving on. Line Cloud Mushroom Guy. Oh, I must have gotten a couple of one-ups. Go ahead on. Well, we're off to a groovy start here.
All your published, self-published, and unpublished works, but you strictly anti-ghost pro-exorcism!
I think my stance on ecto matters has been pretty consistent. I say the corporeal plane is for the corporeal! You can go float your cups on some other plane, but I have had it with these motherfucking cups on this motherfucking plane.
Then explain what is an obvious haunting of you by Winchester Tires!
I'd like to answer that accusation in quite some detail, but line 4, it's your turn.
Aaron, this is Pig Stevenson. It has come to my attention that you, as a so-called conspiracy guru, are a little more than a common sheeple. In the last 9,855 episodes of your show, you have made no mention of Knowles, Grassy, or otherwise. You've dismissed the Hollow Earth truthers out of hand, and I can clearly hear the fluoride in the water you are drinking at this moment.
What is this, amateur hour?
And Masons, you did an entire week from inside the Mason jar but not so much as a passing reference.
All right, that's about enough of that. Turd, get in here!
Yes, Mr. Fawcett?
Don't call me Mr. Fawcett. Mr. Fawcett died of mysterious unrelated causes in 1978.
Unrelated to what?
Never you mind. What kind of penny ante wooden nickel dime store phone screener are you? Those last three calls were quite clearly on my do not answer list. Have you even read my lists? I know it's your first day here, so I set the opening barrage at 7.
Was that the one written in blood or the one written in toothpaste?
If you can't even tell the difference between two common household condiments like blood and toothpaste, what goddamn good are you any goddamn how?
I don't know, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
You're damn right you're sorry. Now you get that. Go get that Smokey the Bear costume on, get outside, and start lighting fires!
What, as like a promotion for the station?
Yeah, sure, fine, whatever.
Alright. Should I mention our call letters or something?
God, no! What kind of heats more are you?
I don't know what that means.
Out! We'll be back after this word from Winchester Tires.
Winchester Tires!
And we're back, line 27. I feel like I'm gonna regret this, but go ahead, I guess.
Ah, Aaron. Good. Hello, yes. This is Balaban.
Do you mean popular character actor Bob Balaban, known for his uncredited roles in Little Man Tate, The Tuxedo, and City Slickers 2?
No.
Let me finish. City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold?
Still no. This is the little-known, often discredited, amateur cryptozoologist Balaban.
Well, you've picked with my interest.
I wanted to share with you, if I may, my current whereabouts and activities.
You may share them.
Somewhere. Perhaps among the myriad islands of the South Pacific. Perhaps in an obscure suburb of Baltimore called Arbutus. Perhaps only in the minds of children who truly believe. There is a creature.
Well, yes, I'm sure there is. Thanks for calling, Balaban.
Coyote! I wasn't finished yet.
Sorry, it's just with those long, dramatic pauses you're taking, it's kind of hard to tell.
I'm trying to set the mood. Which brings me back to the wily beast I am presently tracking. It is a particularly elusive creature, known to many as...
You want to hurry this up there, Muffin Top? The radio transmitter actually switches off if it thinks nobody's talking.
Ah, you cannot rush these things. Much like the tender, delicate seduction in which I engage, timing is of the essence.
Oh, Christ, are you one of those people who post the Man Seeks Sasquatch ads in the back of Fortean Times? Because, listen, I don't judge, but you people are disgusting.
Well, if that's how you're going to be, I thought I was reaching out to another sensitive seeker of nature's bountiful glory holes. But it seems you are just like all the rest. Dry and unyielding.
Well... if there's one thing people can say about me, it's that. Also, I have an old truck I like to work on. Next up, we have Capricorn, all the way from Candleshorn in the Northern Dakotas. Go for Aaron.
Aaron, this is a complex problem with not obvious solutions. For you see, my aunt, such as she was, but then there was a chickadees in the summer, for which of us could never truly judge, but I digress. In the internal war that comes, for being Perf, it was the springtime, when the doves are in bloom, to sip of wine upon our porch, and dream of a time not just remembered.
All of them excellent points, Capricorn, but none really important in the long run. I too find myself dreaming of a time not so long ago when dinosaurs ruled the earth. Alas, it's true what they say. You can't go home again, and on that sad note, we'll be back after this word from Winchester Tires.
Winchester Tires.
We're back. Line, I don't know, six. You're on the air.
Aaron, this is Fader. I'm calling to deliver an important message.
Well, I'm listening.
Aaron, I want to make it clear to everyone out there that dogs, you know dogs, right?
I mean, I know of them, yes.
Yes. So, dogs are not vampires.
So noted. Our final caller for the night comes all the way from the dank province in Rasper's Tongue, Michigan. Go ahead, Alwyn.
Aaron, this is the legendary Rasper's Tongue, Rasper. You may have heard tales of me clinging to lampposts after midnight, spreading my leathery wings over the homes of the elderly on the nights of their death, and perching over infant cribs as I draw breath from them. But tonight I'm here to talk about something far more important. Reading. Yes, Aaron, it's a sad truth that fewer and fewer American children are reading every year. All that time is being spent in front of the television or playing on the Nintendos. Who among us can say that the newest Pac-Man is more fun than traveling down the lazy Mississippi with Huck Finn and Captain Nemo?
I think those were characters from two different books, Rasper.
Oh, well, I can't actually read so much as I grind flesh between my sandpapery thighs.
Well, that's all the time we have tonight. Join us tomorrow. Or don't, whatever.